You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's X Factor After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's X Factor After Show.
And now, Slow Jam.
It's the X Factor After Show. After Show. It's the X Factor After Show. After Show. It's the X Factor After Show. After Show. Yeah. Wednesdays at 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
on AfterBuzz TV.
All right, everybody, a little round of applause for the wonderful X Factor team.
That's awesome.
All right, we all know that Bing is for doing, and we're doing another after show on AfterBuzz TV. This is X Factor Season 2, Episode 9. I am JC, and joined as always by
You know, the couch was comfortable, but
Melissa, you're a little stubbly. I just have to say,
I know.
We're
switched
ethnic,
razors.
Okay. Let's go around the table and introduce ourselves, starting with the lovely host next to my right.
Hello, I'm Nick Collins.
And across the table.
Hey, I'm Michelle Macedo.
I am Mark E. Allen.
And I'm Nick Collins. JK, it's Melissa. We switched.
We're trying something a little different. Yeah. You know, you are
see resident- if the ratings go up.
Yes. Mm,
kinda, it's all about the ratings.
Kind of like the series. Yes.
Ooh.
No, you know what? It's going to get better when we get to live. I literally think every episode's getting just a little bit better.
I agree with that.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Once you get rid of the auditions and the making fun of the people, when you get to the singing, that is what it's all about.
It isn't about the making fun of people?
No. Gosh.
I missed the point.
And that's Michelle, as always, giving us our infinite
just
wisdom.
Stupid.
Who do we... Now, we've got everyone. Say hi to Marissa. What's up, Marissa?
Hi, Marissa.
What's up, guys?
Hi. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much.
Nothing much? You ready to rock and roll? Because really...
Of course.
This is the greatest episode of X Factor since the last one.
Ever.
Ever. Mm-hmm.
This week. This is my favorite one so far.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's my favorite one today.
Okay.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. All right. So do you guys have any overall any thoughts? What'd you guys draw from tonight's episode? Anything stand out?
It's really hard.
Not all at once.
Yeah.
It's really
expect
hard.
The unexpected.
Right.
I mean, we had some drama, you know, going down to the top 24, but, you know, some of the people we thought were going to go through, they were able to put them together for some groups, which was kind of cool. So overall,
right.
It was awesome. I thought it was really good.
Any shock eliminations?
Well, I was just going to say that I personally liked the way they introduced to each judge who their team was going to be and seeing the judges' reactions, because I never even thought about that before. I mean, for I don't know if they've done that before, but I remember Paula Abdul had the groups and stuff last season, and I thought that each one fit, but we saw that L.A. Reid was quite upset to get the 25 and older crowd.
You know, I've always thought it's kind of like acted out, you know, when they got like the banker from Deal or No Deal.
Exactly.
But L.A. kind of really sold it,
he just kept banging the phone. No.
But he banged it with
he
conviction.
Sold it like an adult.
What if that's how he always hangs up the phone? And they just took it out of context.
It's like, did you order a pizza? No!
What'd you think, Nick? Were you surprised by anyone that didn't make it to the 24?
Honestly, I think the only person I was surprised that didn't make it was, we're only talking about 24s?
Yeah, well, we went from 60
over
to 20.
60 to 20. Oh, right. Yeah, the only person I was pretty surprised about was Jeffrey Jeffrey Gutt.
Right.
He sang Hallelujah for his first audition. I thought he was amazing. I thought he really could have gone far in this competition, and unfortunately got the axe tonight.
That was probably top five auditions for sure for me. And yeah, I thought he definitely had something different. He had a cool story too. So I guess it always isn't about the story then, is it?
But you know, his attitude about getting cut was not the best. Mm-hmm. He looked like he was mad about it.
I think he just really expected to make it, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of agree with him.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah.
So that was your shock for you.
But there's so many good people that, I mean, especially going into tomorrow when we find out who's going to be
the final 12.
Yeah, final 12 is you have to lose some great people. It is what it is. So.
Now, yeah. Melissa, were you a big fan? Were you a big fan of Jeffrey Gutt?
Mm-hmm,
I'm trying to think. Yeah, because I remember. I don't know which. I get confused sometimes.
Oh, wow. That is low.
I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad.
You get confused sometimes.
Wow. I do.
You and my parents.
No, but I don't know if you were a big fan of with his son Jeffrey Gutt, and he did it, like Nick said, Hallelujah. But he was
because he had a son.
I don't know if you guys liked him, the whole maternal thing.
Paternal.
That's when
paternal.
Oh, no, that doesn't.
A woman has it.
Paige Thomas is maternal.
That's what, because I liked Paige's story. Yeah, Jeffrey, you know, yeah.
Not a big.
I don't care.
Didn't really do anything for you.
I mean, Hallelujah was great.
I remember you said you were shocked though that Freddie Combs, you know, the guy, he was like 900 pounds, said he didn't make it. You know, he was on the story alone. Where Melissa was like nudging me, and she's just like, I really like him, and he didn't make it either. So there were a few like kind of surprises.
Right.
But
I think eventually, you know, the competition's getting fiercer, so they really have to pick the people who they think will win. You know, I think some of them are for the story, and they happen to have great voices, but maybe it's not past that.
Okay. Yeah. So now, if you guys are watching us on AfterBuzzTV.com.
Hello.
And if you're not watching.
Hello.
Weird.
Kind of strange. If you're not watching us live, make sure to tune in on iTunes. Subscribe. Let us know what you think. Comment, subscribe. I said subscribe twice because it's that important to us. We do listen. We do answer some of the feedback, you know, and we've been hearing a lot of great things about the song, the intro song, especially maybe the slow jam. We might release it on iTunes.
Yeah, we might.
We performed it this past Saturday.
Yeah, the parlor. Yeah,
you should have saw it.
Yeah, everybody stood. It was actually a standing ovation.
Yeah, because you guys performed during the weekends, right? You guys have a little show, and Mark, you have a show.
A little show.
Oh, your cute little show.
25,000 people is little, JC?
Sorry.
Yeah, that's not very little.
It's a big parlor.
Moving on. No. All right, so, well, let's move on to judges, advantages, disadvantages. Who'd you like? You know, let's see. LA, of course, got the over 25s. Mm-hmm. Might as well start with the worst first. You know, he was pissed about that, of course. Simon got the groups.
I can make the best of that.
And
I think everybody's kind of gunning for the younger demographic because that's what sells these days. And that's why L.A. Reid discovered, you know, Justin Bieber. Like, he knows that's what works. So now he's given these older dudes and chicks. So he's given, you know, it's going to be hard for him. But he got the young guys last year, so.
Yeah, no, what I was going to say is, well, Brittany and Demi. Now, Brittany got the young adults. No, she got the teens,
yeah,
right?
She got the teens.
And then.
She was so excited about that. She gets to, like, relive it. Except for make them do it now.
Yeah, so how do you feel with Brittany shaping the young minds? Is that the right move? No, I mean, it's not commentary or anything.
Brittany, I mean, you know, obviously started as a musketeer. She has been in this business since she was, you know, so young and through all capacities, whether it's singing or dancing. So I think that she is going to be a really good mentor for these teens. And I think that they look up to her tremendously because they've seen her success and they've seen, you know, where she started and where she's at now. So I think it's going to be really good for them. I'm actually a little bit more interested to see how well of a mentor she is for them, because honestly, I am not impressed with Britney Spears so far in the show. I'm not. She hasn't really given she's given a lot of positive feedback, but she hasn't really given much to the show, like, advice-wise. I mean, every answer she had is definitely yes.
Yes.
Definitely yes.
No.
Or, yeah, no.
I thought so the first five or six episodes, but on the last week's
she seemed like she was going against the grain. It was like all three were in, you know, Simon, Demi, and LA were all in agreement, but Demi was like Sister C, they annoy me. I don't like them.
Right.
You know, just, I think she, I don't know, she may surprise us.
I hope so. Yeah. Maybe it's the way they edit it. I don't know. But honestly, I was happy that she was going against the grain last week. I just, I hope she steps up and actually has some good advice for these people, because, I mean, they are going to rely on her for, you know, to win. You know, they need advice from a superstar like her. And my only issue is that I think that, yeah, obviously Britney Spears is a superstar, but I think that she keeps it just kind of contained within herself in a way. I think it's hard for her to share it.
Well, I think it's like anything that you do for the first time, judging or giving your opinion on something. So she's kind of warming up to it as well. Like, doesn't know if she should like everything so people don't hate her or be really rude, you know, so she's kind of finding her own lane, maybe.
Right.
I think as we go, I think she'll get better and better.
I think she needs to find her voice.
This is her specialty. So, like, this is the reason why she's on the show. For the advice like this to this group, the teens, and let's see if she can still bring it to the teen world.
Nice.
And she's excited.
Okay, so do we, early handicap, who do we think has the strongest teen? Yes. If you're watching us, let us know your thoughts, because as you can tell, we're kind of perplexed.
I think Demi has the strongest team.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think Demi too.
Demi?
Yeah, the young adults.
Yeah.
Melissa, what do you think?
I agree.
Wow. I'm going to go against the grain. Fine.
But you know what? When Nick Jonas showed up, I felt like she just needed to agree with everything he said.
I felt that way too. I did.
I don't know. Something changed in her when he was in the room. Who knows?
I don't know if they hooked. I don't know if they dated. I think she dated one of the Jonas brothers. So definitely let us know, guys. And so maybe if it was Nick, maybe she was swooning inside of, you know, with Nick's crew cut.
Well, they didn't. She doesn't do a very good swooning face because she looked very serious.
And what was okay? Well, let's start with Demi. Let's, you know, with her critiques and whatnot. Did it seem like she was kind of undercutting her talent? Right before they would go on, she told them their flaws.
Right. Well, I think she almost feels like she needs to prove something because she's the youngest, that she's like, all right, well, I'm going to tell these guys what they need to change at the very beginning, rather than what Simon did, kind of just step back for most of the groups. But, I think she just has something to prove a little bit, and she wants to show that she can actually change these artists and make them better.
Okay. All right. So now, whoops, sorry with the pen.
I think she should have given it. I don't know how much time she actually gave it, but I don't know. Maybe have that conversation like the night before.
Yeah. I mean, instead of like 30 seconds before you sing in front of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was a total mind F, mess. Yeah. Total mind. What other ways are to say
F,
that?
Mind F.
It was a total mind F, and I think it showed on a lot of the contestants, and some of them, you know, dealt with it better. Some of them, not so much.
Well, what'd you guys think about? Let's start with our very first one. Let's start with Janelle Garcia, who ended up making the.
I like her. I thought she did really well. I think that it was a mistake for Demi to tell her about her hair thing, because it's different when she's in front of thousands and thousands of people on stage. Mm-hmm. And then when she got in there, then she was trying to focus on not doing it. And she didn't even like feel out the room that there are like two people in the room, and to just make it like intimate, like for that, and not like flipping her hair everywhere.
Yeah, I thought she's saying Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl, and I liked it. I'm sorry, I had to. You can gong me, Marissa.
You've
sorry.
Never kissed a girl.
I mean, throughout the audition so far, has anyone noticed that she flips her hair too much? I haven't.
I kind of thought that was cool.
Every time I saw it,
because you know she's had two really. Their first two auditions were really good. The battle round was kind of iffy, and this one was kind of iffy for me. But I think she definitely has talent, but compared to everybody else, I don't know, kind of we're seeing her weaknesses, I think, now. And that didn't help Demi throwing her information
under the bus.
Pretty much.
It's like if you go right on stage and they tell you, don't suck.
Yeah.
You're like,
If someone that she looked up to or something told her that before she performed, you know, mm-hmm. like she, not too long ago, she was in their shoes too. So. Mm-hmm.
she would have punched a dancer or something in your shirt?
Yeah. She probably would have punched a dancer.
No, I don't know. You liked her, right? So I think
I did like her. I mean, I think she has a great voice. I think that she has sex appeal. I think that I think she's got a lot going on. I think she's a strong contender for this show. And I don't know, if I were in her shoes, I kind of would have maybe just taken the advice and thrown it away, you know, kind of in one ear, out the other, and just been me, you know, because that's what got her there in the first place, just her being her. So I think the advice hurt her.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, she was like a little more timid. She was in her head.
Exactly, because she's thinking, what should I not do? You know, focusing on the things she shouldn't do instead of being herself. I agree.
Yeah, so
bad move, Demi.
Moving on with cool hair, let's move on to Willie Jones singing Tony Rich, who had the gold bolo tie. He had the eagle tie on.
Oh, right.
You know, the high top fade, and he bombed his song last week, that Tony Rich song, Nobody Knows. What is it? Nobody Knows.
Nobody knows.
Awesome song. I cannot believe he did that. That takes balls to
I know, because he messed it up the first time, right? And he forgot the lyrics. And when L.A. Reid was singing along, why?
He did amazing this time, though. I thought he did some different stuff to it, and I thought it was really good. I really was impressed with that. It was that performance was better than Tate did with it in the previous one.
Whoa!
I think that was Willie's best performance so far. Definitely, I thought it was definitely a bold move to sing the song you just bombed again, because you need to give the judges a little bit of variety to whether it's to see your range or see your versatility, whatever. Exactly, help them forget, because I mean, they are going to associate that song with the way that you bombed it last time. So it could either help you extremely or really give you a disadvantage. But I thought he did extremely well this time.
Now, Melissa, now you and Michelle, I know you guys, you sing together and you have your group and whatnot. Have you guys ever had a song where it just one of you or both of you just it didn't come out right that first time? You bombed.
I love the way this is going.
I love this way too. Yeah.
And whose fault was it?
No. But I was going to ask you about the comeback.
Well, one time at a show, this is like the most embarrassing thing, most embarrassing live performance thing. And it was actually the show that Maria came to. Mm-hmm. And a lot of really cool people were there, and the people in the music industry.
You mean Maria Menounos, our founder, came in?
Yes. Okay. To see this show. And in the middle of the single, I wasn't looking at the keyboard because I practiced without looking down, and I pressed a button, and the keyboard went on demo mode.
It started playing a classical song. Totally
and I had no idea what happened, and I was like, can someone turn that off? Not realizing it was my keyboard. So.
And everyone was looking around, like trying to figure out where it was
going on.
And then everyone started laughing at me.
That is actually hilarious.
And then I was like, well, my manager has it recorded. But anyway, I think I handled it well. I just made a joke out of it and continued on.
Well, actually, it was funny. The rest of the song was a lot of fun because everyone had just left.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and
so the rest of the set was way easier. I was like way less tense because I just effed up.
Not nervous at all because you've already lost.
I just messed up. So, and literally everyone was laughing at me, not with me.
It was crazy.
At me.
It was funny.
So it was kind of nothing similar to whatever happened to Willie Jones. Nothing. You guys haven't had an experience.
More embarrassing than that, but he was on TV.
Yeah. I guess there's a difference. When you're on TV.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, how do you recover, you know, the mentality? Have you ever had something like that happen to you, Mark?
I've made up a whole verse on stage before. Yeah. Just because sometimes, you know, you lose focus and you forget where you're at. But
Was the new verse better?
Oh, yeah, it was way better. It was way better. I kept it. There's only one way. He went head first and right at the thing that made him fail before, and you know, he's better for it, and now he's, you know, I think gonna make it through.
Really?
I think so.
I don't know. I agree.
Nobody knows it but me. And you. So
no, well, you agree to disagree.
Oh,
yeah. I think that group is too tough. I think it's too tough. I think it was the best song you ever had, but were you thinking I was going to say agree to disagree?
Yes, I thought that.
Rats. He knows me too well.
Tricked him.
I know. But, well, listen, what about Jillian? We were divided on Jillian Jensen.
you know, some of us like her and some of us don't.
Well, she walked out of the room and Nick Jonas, who any girl would, like, I'm sure, die to hear that from him. But he was like, she was kind of, what, sexy or something. Mm-hmm. A very strange description that I would never think that he would say. Or
a word I would never associate with Jillian.
No.
Just to put it bluntly.
Yeah. Well,
like,
she's
half the time we see her, it's like an awkward, ugly cry. But she, I mean, she's a pretty girl, and I just love that she commits to the song. She just gives it her all. She just, like, is so into the song that, and she has got a really cool tone and a really good voice, so.
It's hard not to connect with, like, with Gravity. Mm-hmm. You know, seeing Gravity by I always butcher
Cerberellis, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, so good.
I know. Yes.
And least favorite performance of hers, and I'm a fan of hers. I like her a lot. I think she's great. However, the first half I loved, and then the second half she connected for me. When, like, she, I don't know if she got out of her head. There was, like, a little moment where something clicked in her, and I felt her.
I think
really,
it was when she went for the belt for the, like, money note.
Yeah.
Was that when it was?
Yeah.
When
because then she got, like, I could see her being like, okay, this is the part that I've been, like, waiting to get to, and then now I can be confident because, like, look, I just hit this one.
I definitely got to give her a hand because, I mean, she definitely sings with just probably more emotion than anyone else that I've seen on the show sing with, but I don't know. There's something that I just simply don't like about Jillian, and I think she's got a decent voice.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. She doesn't do it for me. And I mean, if you line them all up, I don't think she could win this. You know, if you're going to think of it in terms of who's going to win, I do not think that she can or will win this. So that's my two cents.
No. Well, no, that's why I said we were all pretty divided, you know, and I know Melissa, you have your feelings about her, and you're just a big,
man.
You know,
I'm just a big,
save her for next week. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sarah Bareilles fan.
Yes. But yeah, I'm not, I think I don't like her. Either.
No one can sing it as well as Sarah Bareilles.
No, no one can. And she just something about her. I don't know what it is. She does bring a lot of emotion, which is great. And she commits, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. We don't know, but we know.
We don't know, but we know.
You can't put your finger on it, but I think there's something we all know. Don't do TikTok by Kesha.
Kesha.
Trust me, Nick Youngerman did TikTok, really?
And I wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy, but it's not that kind of song. And it was clearly the wrong choice when he walked in the room and he said it. He was like, I'm just going to do Kesha TikTok. And they're like, okay.
Yeah. He also, like, he presented it as if it were a joke.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
This is the most serious audition that you need to really focus on. And this was totally, it seemed like a throwaway to him. And I'm a big Kesha fan, especially
Me
TikTok.
Too.
And I mean, it's hard to butcher that song, but he kind of butchered that song.
Yeah, he did.
I don't think he butchered it. I think coming into it, like, I was hoping he would do something different with it, and the only thing he did different was say, because she looked like Mick Jagger, that's why he kicked her to the curb.
Yeah.
Funny. But you know what? I see potential in that guy. I think if given the right song, obviously Kesha sells, and she's not the most talented vocalist.
Right.
But he had energy. I felt like if he, you know, like a male Kesha might work. If given, like, the right, like, it's basically like fun, almost like LMFAO type style of music.
But does he have that personality then to pull it?
Well, they liked it.
They did.
Which
they
was surprising.
Did like it. So it's almost like, so I mean, I didn't, obviously, I don't think it was like a great performance, but I see potential in him to do something cool if given like the right song, maybe some positive, like, fun lyrics or something. I don't know.
I felt like I was watching someone wasted sing karaoke.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a great karaoke
Mark,
song.
You could do that song way better than that guy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wasted or?
I don't know. He probably.
Yeah, he was.
Even if you're wasted.
I mean, if you're gonna do that song, don't sing it like Kesha.
I know.
You gotta do your own thing.
I know. You gotta have do your to. Own thing. I know. And then the make is, yeah. I mean, after seeing everybody else go, it just, like, kind of didn't stand up to everybody else.
So you're saying make it your own.
Absolutely. With a song like that, I mean, that is, you have
That's
to do something
Kesha's
outside
song.
Of
it. Yeah. I don't know why he did that song.
Yeah.
It's like, Kesha's awesome.
No, in these singing competitions, you know, you always hear them say, make it your own.
Yeah.
And I think the next person absolutely did.
Yeah.
And that was Paige. It was Paige Thomas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When she did the Chris Brown song. Is it Turn Up the Music? I forget the title.
I think that's the title, isn't it? Yeah. And at first, that was the first one that they didn't come in and say, like, what song you were singing. I think they probably cut that out, so we really didn't know. As we're hearing the different rendition of it, it was really, really good. I think she needed a performance like that. She still is trying to get her emotions together, but once she does... I think she can be a superstar.
Wait, why did they not like it? Demi didn't like it.
Yeah.
The only thing they didn't like that she was like still so emotional, like every time, like get it together.
I mean, she's emotional.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like crying.
Oh, like she was literally crying?
Yeah. But I think, because like that performance, she came in and like even acted it out a little bit sitting down, and I thought it was a cool performance.
I thought it was great.
Absolutely.
I thought it was really good.
Nice. You know, I
mean, it's just as simple as that.
Yeah.
I'm blown away by what the judges said. I really am. I'm sorry. To that point, I thought she was the best singer.
I thought
so
too.
To that point.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's, are we missing something? They say she's crying more than Jillian?
I know, right?
Yeah. Honestly. Jillian like cries all the time.
Well, Jillian is less threatening, especially to Demi. Let's keep in mind that they're girls that are around the same age, that are trying to, you know, be the same thing.
That's
sexy and stuff. So I think.
Speaking of sexy, I don't know. CeCe Frey.
Oh.
I was going to introduce.
JC was pointing at you. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Sexy, you got me.
You're right.
This is your special segment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious, Nick. Start us off with CeCe Frey. What'd you think, buddy?
CeCe Frey, I think we're going to see a really big transformation from CeCe Frey because she had a pretty big pep talk. Demi was basically saying, look, you're good, but you're unlikable. And
yeah,
I think she totally broke down the walls. We're not going to see any more leopard print all over her body, I think, starting tomorrow, maybe next week. And I thought Sexy, the LMFAO song was a little weird, actually. Mm-hmm. It was definitely not my favorite. But again, I think the whole key is making it your own. And she really, really did make it her own. And I have a soft spot for her. So I liked it.
Well, did you think it was awkward, though?
Yes. I couldn't look away. I don't know. I don't know if it was good or bad.
You were leaning into your chair. We were watching him.
Yeah.
Michelle and I were like, look at him. Look at him.
JC was like he's going to cry.
We were looking for tears. We thought she took you there.
Yeah,
like,
we thought she cried.
I mean, I think she looks the part. I think she sounds the part. I think she is the part. I think I think she's going to be in the top five by the end of the show.
Do you think the advice was correct?
Yeah, I think it was. I think that really helped her. And I think Nick Jonas pointed out, too. He said, look, if we didn't have that talk with her and she didn't kind of, you know, break down and pour herself out to us, I would be like, wow, she's definitely going home. But yeah. I saw another side of her. And yeah, the song was a little campy or whatever, sexy, and I know it. But I think that in her case, I think that really helped.
Yeah. I just hope that they don't always have her go last, because like it seems like the further back she goes, the like more leopard we get. Like, what if she just like crawls in next time?
It's because she has more time to paint it on.
Yeah, she has more time.
But she, like, there's a guy on YouTube, a really good artist by the name of Noah, that did that song, and it's got I think 30 million views. Similar style to what she did, but I thought, yeah, it was kind of interesting for her to get that pep talk, go on there, and like Nick Jonas said, like it wouldn't have worked if she would have went in there cocky and confident how she was before. But yeah, she's definitely still a little bit weird on me, but I feel like she definitely is one of the best voices. So
I liked her more when she started crying, but I think that the advice was not the right advice. It got her to break down, but I think that anything that she said would have made her break down. And I love how she just started being super nice to everyone who she was like a total B to before. She's like,
yeah,
you don't think I'm like that, right?
You, I don't, like, come across
right. And that before was, people were trying to talk to her, and she was like, well, if you go, then like I'm just closer to the top. Like, total
what if biatch. What if she would have did the same song Paige did? Like, come in, like, I'm actually going to do that song too.
I almost thought that was going to happen.
That'd be hilarious.
And this will be the last time Nick and I sit in the same side, because today the war begins. I like CeCe's voice, but she sounded loungy to me.
Loungy?
I felt like I was in a lounge.
Loungy, but you didn't feel that way with Nick Young?
Ooh. Nick Young, none of us liked him.
Okay.
I just thought she was loungy. I did. Yeah. It felt like I was in
don't
a lounge.
Tell your
I think
girlfriend.
They were. I think they were in a lounge though.
I think maybe they were. They were in a loft.
She sounded lofty.
Okay, but you've heard her sing Whitney. You've heard her sing other songs, and she was never loungy.
Don't get me wrong. I've always questioned her choices. This is the first time I didn't necessarily question where she went with the song, but something about the song felt loungy to me. I think if Simon would have been in that room, he would have said, feels loungy to me. I'm like, totally loungy. Very cabaret.
Yeah. I think he would have said that too. And honestly, it would definitely not my favorite choice song for her. I don't know why she chose that song. I was actually a little offended that she chose that song. But,
wow.
I'm going to call her out. Look, I think she made a poor choice. But at the end of the day, I think she still has one of the best voices.
She's still allowed to come back to you at night.
She can come crawling back like a leopard.
All right. Good thing you guys are on opposite ends. We need to move on. We're short on time, so let's move on to Simon's house. Any feelings with the groups? And once again, they assembled groups last minute. Could we have another Lakota Rain, another intensity? I hope not.
Yeah.
But
I kind of hope so.
Yeah,
they'll just weed people out way faster.
Yeah.
Poor Simon.
It's kind of sad because when people are put in the groups, it's like, you know, it's not going to be long for them. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I think the groups that they assembled together are better than the full boy bands and stuff that they had that were in the competition before. So I think these groups are necessary.
Competition,
this competition, how they had like the full boy band, like the five dudes. Yeah. There was a couple of them that didn't make it through. I thought these, the boy band they assembled together has potential. Like there's a lot of really good singers, and they would rather be in a boy band, obviously, than being on a plane back to wherever they came from. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I think both groups that they put together stand. So they put together three groups.
I totally agree.
I think all of them.
I think that there's like two groups that they put together that I think stand out from the groups that came in as a group already.
Yeah.
I do. I think that they have a lot of talent.
The five people group?
Playback?
Playback.
That was the first group, Playback.
The one where Mark Anthony was looking for planes.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had, that was hilarious because they had so much. I'd never seen such a difference in audition of reality. Mark Anthony was like, I just found myself looking for planes. And, okay, I don't know why he's French. Yeah. I don't know why he's French. But then the guys were like, that was so fun, guys. Like, that was awesome. And they were so happy about it.
Simon loved it.
Okay, thumbs up or thumbs down on Playback? What'd you guys think? Anyone?
Thumbs up.
We got two.
Thumbs
we got three.
Up.
Melissa, Nick, and Mark are saying thumbs
really
up.
I don't really like boys that age.
Sure.
Yeah, like...
But it's... Oh.
We're not asking whether you want to have relations with them, but do you like the music?
They were fine.
Okay.
I love
that girl
the song.
That was like, this is for my girlfriend. Like, shut
they're
up.
I mean, they're trying to be a boy band. One Direction did it from... They were the UK version, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The UK version.
Here, like...
And,
I think the... they definitely need some work, especially with like image. Some of the guys like put it together as a band, and the dance moves were just a little bit too
crazy.
On both sides, like, all right, chill out, guys.
Yeah, you guys need to talk about this.
So excited. But I thought they were really good. They have some really good talent in that group.
I agree. And honestly, I mean, if you're going to be a group and you have Simon as your mentor, you got to be so stoked considering that One Direction is where they're at now, pretty much because of Simon Cowell. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's true.
Always said that Simon stacks the cards in his favor. Last year he went with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I think he always knows a little something.
Yeah, he does.
He stacks it on his side. So let's move. What about Emblem 3? Our favorite SoCal boys.
Yeah,
they're SoCal,
and they're still sunburned.
They're so relaxed.
Sunscreen boys,
because they don't wear shirts.
And
come
then
on.
He got I know, which is unfortunate, but they got so distracted by the sun that he forgot to start on the verse. And Mark Anthony actually liked that. I don't know. I think Mark Anthony's a little distracted, too.
I may have disagreed with everything Mark Anthony said.
Me, too.
And he was the sweatiest person I've ever seen, also.
Ever.
So he was like, I like how he like laid back in the sun. And Simon was like, then he forgot his cue.
But he saved it.
Yeah, it come back around, man.
No, but
yeah.
But and he did recover. Like, it wasn't a total mess up. I think the thing about M3 is that they're so unique. there's nothing on the radio like them, I feel like. And I mean, their vibe is real cool, and I think it definitely will sell. And they have that Sublime type feature to their music. But I don't know. It's unfortunate that he kind of messed up a little bit, but he saved it. And I think they're really cool. They're not like your normal boy band, which I think works.
I think that there is a lot of sound out there kind of like them. I mean, you just said Sublime. I mean, there's Sublime and Romeo, right? Or is that what that guy's name is?
Oh, yeah. Rome
with Sublime.
Yeah, Rome with Sublime. I mean, who
Romeo,
sounds...
Lil Romeo.
He sounds like Bradley Knowles. But
is there? I mean,
maybe not right now, but they're still out there. I kind of think there's a little 311 to them. Mm-hmm. I think their sound is a little tired. It's a little 10 years too late for me.
I don't think so. Well, 10 years too late is back in now. Every 10 years, that's when you get these new artists.
Pat
boy bands, I mean, NSYNC, now we're getting them back. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, I think
that they're unique, too.
Compared to everybody else in the show.
So if everything's 10 years, you know, like it's a 10-year cycle, so
like 15.
Fine, they're 9 years too late, all right?
You're right.
So would you call Sister C the...
Okay, everyone said they're annoying, or not everyone. Who said they're annoying?
Brittany
said, they annoy me. And then I said, well, who would be in a band with their sister? And then I realized that it's because Simon totally said it. It's because, like, they all seem to have no personalities at all. That they're just, like, three of the same person.
Yeah.
So
all slightly tanner than each other.
Did anything?
Yeah. One is not related, right?
One is clearly not related. Well, probably,
C, not the sister. Yeah.
More like Sister C minus.
Oh.
I don't know. I agree with Brittany. I think that they're a little dying cat-ish.
Wow. Yeah, a little strange.
But I think tonight was their best performance yet. So we'll see what happens.
I kind of like them, actually.
Yeah,
I thought they were strong individually and together. One of them sounded like a young Fergie. She used to be in a group called Wild Orchid. It was the third
sister. Yeah, I love
her
group.
Yes.
Wait, she was in that group?
Oh, wait.
Fergie?
No, was no, the stuttering. I know Fergie was.
The stuttering song.
Is it?
Stuttering. Don't know your Wild Orchid.
I do know my Wild Orchid.
Okay. I have it on vinyl.
Yeah, no, but she's... I thought they were good, so...
I thought the last girl that sang has his top three best voices in the whole competition.
That's the Fergie girls.
Yeah, the last one is way better than the rest of the girls in the group.
Of Sister C or
of Sister C, yeah. The one that was belting at the
end? Oh, yeah, the blonde one.
She's ridiculous, and I kind of wish she was solo. But I want them to be more like Dixie Chicks or something.
I know.
I like the harmonies and stuff, and it is kind of weird at times, but...
Are they country or pop?
Or no.
Yeah.
Country. I don't
country,
know.
Country.
I wish they would go more country, like go all country, and because Dixie Chicks style works, man.
Yeah, it works so well.
I feel like they should do a Dixie Chicks thing, not like a pop thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all agree. So country. Country's
do
a route.
Dixie
Yeah.
I mean, they're attractive.
Extremely attractive.
Nick, that is such a Paula comment. I love your shoes. Great performance. You look so cute on stage.
Yeah. Oh, my Paula. Remember Paula?
Yeah. Hey, she's on Dancing coming up, but okay, that's nor here nor there. Let's move on to Lyric. What is it? Lyric 145?
Lila's? Oh, no. Too far. Too far. I blew it.
No, it's okay.
All right, you take over.
No, Lyric 145. That's where they combine Lyric the Queen and Group 4 or 5 or something. The two rap guys and then Left Eye. Left Eye from TLC.
Yeah, I know.
Mark Anthony loved them.
Oh, yeah. He said she's a superstar. She's an eye patch. She scares me a little.
You guys didn't like it?
I thought they had a lot of energy. I thought it was okay.
It was all rapping, though, which is cool. But I mean, it was like all rapping. I wanted it to be like a Lauryn Hill type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like there's an awesome voice and awesome rapping and like hip hop and like. Mixture.
They need to get the third girl from Sister C, throw her in, kick out the Lyric Queen or one of them, even though they like the Lyric Queen, but they'd have the strong singer and then the hip hop guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And it'd be like Black
I like
Eyed
her
Peas
as
too.
A rapper. I think that I like her.
The Lyric Queen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want a singer in there.
I don't know how I feel about them. I just don't. I just don't know.
It wasn't a bad performance, but it wasn't. It was like a lot of energy the whole time, and then it was like it was over. And it was it was a cool kind of choice for them to do a party in the USA, but then it was. It also kind of made it seem like they weren't as serious. I don't know.
Yeah. Them and Dope Crisis, I think they got shortchanged on time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they were pressed for time also, but I'm just saying. I think Dope Crisis. How much did we get to hear of Dope Crisis
throughout the show so far?
No, in the performance, even tonight.
Oh, tonight, maybe like 15 seconds of it.
Yeah, so.
And there was like a really cool 5 seconds of it. When they did like the super bass part,
I was
like,
great,
oh,
5
cool.
seconds.
Yeah, that was. Yeah. They were good.
They were good.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good.
But they didn't like them, right?
The singer was dope, man. I feel like he pulled it.
All you guys love the singer for some reason. I didn't mm-hmm. feel him.
The mm-hmm. guy in the capris, right? That's the only thing I can remember.
Yeah.
That's what was interesting about what Mark Anthony said, and this is the one thing I did agree with what he said. How far can you push that? Like, how far can they make it? Like, I don't think they can ever win this competition, but I felt like it was a cool performance from what we saw.
And like they said, like he said something about if you put them in the real world, how far would it go?
Yeah.
Are we talking about Dope Crisis? Okay, I thought we had moved on to... No. I was like, I thought Mark Anthony said that about the Lilas. The last group.
Oh, the Lilas? Oh, no. He said that about
Dope Crisis?
Dope Crisis, I think.
Okay.
Maybe he said it twice.
Maybe I'm projecting because I did not like the Lilas. I liked 3 out of 5. I didn't like the remember.
Oh.
And they said it specifically. Dinah Jane said, if one of us is not good, we're all going home.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they were just prepping us, kind of like putting in our subconscious that one of them's not going to be as strong as the other four. And tomorrow, I thought 3 to 4 of them were really good. 3 of them I thought were solid. But there was one especially, I'm trying to remember which one of the four I didn't.
What's it?
Allie Brooke.
I don't know.
She started off somewhat slow, but I felt like she brought it together at the end. And that's the thing. Like he said, if one of you messes up, then you all fail. However, you don't need 5 powerhouse singers. Actually, that's going to hurt you.
I think. That's what I think.
Like, you need like one.
You
or
need a Lance Bass.
Three. Yeah, like you need a Lance Bass to be successful. But I mean, girl groups are girl groups. They're not made to last forever. I think mm-hmm. right now is an okay time for them. Mm-hmm. I think they're a good.
You like
a
them?
Good group. Yeah, I liked them a lot.
I think especially as a group that just got thrown together mm-hmm. last minute, their first song that they've ever sang together, I thought that together they were amazing. I really thought they were really good. I think that some people were better than others. I forget her name, but she was sitting, if we were looking at your screen, she was sitting on the far left.
Yeah, she mm-hmm.
She kind of looked like someone said Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one,
yeah.
Yes.
She was on fire. Yeah. She was on fire.
You can't throw that away. Like, you can't, that's...
Maybe Simon can put him in another group or something.
Someone's got to be the JT of the group.
Yeah, so I guess, once they get some more harmonies and stuff in there, and I don't know, I thought it was a cool performance.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was really echoey, and that's not her fault.
Yeah, something with the sound, something with one microphone, and it was like echoey. If I were her,
when it comes down to it, I wouldn't be surprised if a group like them beat out Emblem 3, like to make the cut.
Really?
I think a group like them will break up or beat, what's it called, the chicks, the Dixie Chicks.
Yes.
Three.
Sister C.
Really?
I think they're a bigger powerhouse than Sister C.
They have more of Sister C. I don't think there's really any like selling point behind
them.
No,
there's not. It's
like,
a little bit.
You're good, but
let's save it for predictions because I know we're coming close on the end of the show. Let's do two news in 2 minutes or less with Nick Collins.
All right, I'll try and make this really quick, guys. All right, let's see here. Okay, Demi Lovato, she was recently on a talk show, and she is denying the rumors that she has been seeing Niall Horan from One Direction. And also, she was asked on the show, if Simon Cowell was 25 years younger, would you date the media mogul? She Gross. Said, she basically, her answer was, he parts his hair down the middle. So I'm pretty sure. And that he shows more cleavage than her or Britney combined.
Did she say that?
She literally said that. These are her quotes. He shows cleavage 24/7 more than her and Britney. So her answer to that was a big no. A big Aww. No. But she loves the relationship that they have on and off the show. And then Britney, as we've been talking about, a lot of people have been, disagreeing with her opinion. Sometimes I have. Sometimes the judges has. Sometimes she doesn't have much of an opinion. So when she was asked by Zaptuit, how are you dealing making judgments of the contestants on the X Factor? It seems like everyone's going against what you're saying. She says, yes, it's so embarrassing. You're like, why are people not liking me right now? Sometimes I don't feel like somebody has potential and nobody agrees with me. It happens probably 4 or 5 times during the show. So she's dealing with, you know, being the sore thumb. And I have to commend her because I like that she is going against the grain. It shows that she has it's an alternative way of thinking. And I think that that is good to bring to the show. Yet I need her to come out of her shell a little bit more. And that is news in way less than 2 minutes.
Nice. Did you clock that, Marissa? I think you got in under 2 minutes. Let us move on to predictions. Okay, this is it, guys. Because they didn't tell us who they were eliminating. You know, they're going to go into that in the beginning of tomorrow's episode. So, literally, we can actually predict. We can use our X Factor-ness knowledge.
We can.
And predict who's staying and going. Who do we think is getting cut tomorrow night from the groups?
Who's going to get cut?
From the groups.
Or the young adults.
I'll
give you guys time to think.
Oh, the Kesha guy is going to get cut.
There's two, though.
Nick Youngerman and Willie Jones is out for me.
What?
Willie Jones is out.
I'm going with Nick Youngerman is out as well. And I think Janelle just didn't come through. I think Janelle Garcia is going. I don't want it. I wish she was just doing the same first performance.
It's 'cause of the hair thing.
I'm going to go Nick Youngerman and Jillian.
You know what? I'm going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. I don't like her. Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah,
like her.
I don't know.
I just don't think Demi can look her in the eye and like say, hey, you're out of this.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
But I mean, the guy with the amazing voice in the chair, they were like, look, we're going to be standing right there next to you, and he didn't even make the cut, you know?
Oh, and quickly, groups, who do we think?
Who's going to go?
Who's going to go?
I think the 5 girls.
5 girls?
I'm going with Dope Crisis is out piece, and so is Sister C.
Okay.
I'm going on a limb here, Emblem 3.
Ooh, wow. We got anything to differ.
Sister C.
Whoa. Listen, we're fighting after
brutal.
This. All right, that's it. You know, all right, so where can they find you? Nick Collins.
At the Nick Collins on Twitter.
Cross Stable.
At Macedo Music.
At Mark E. Allen.
At Melissa Macedo M.
And Marissa, where can they find you?
I am at Marissa Movies. That's M-A-R-I-S-A Movies.
Nice. And you can find me at The Everyday Man. You can find all of us at AfterBuzz TV. We'll see you next time. And Panda, come back! Where's Panda?
Yeah, where's Panda?
What happened? What? That's a whole other story.
See you next time.
That'll be in the news next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Go Kentucky!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.